First of all, there was a surprise because some information were indicating that Prime Minister was sick with COVID-19. Immediately, Dr. Muyembe, who is the person in charge of COVID-19 testing for the whole country, issued a statement indicating that that was not true. Immediately, the national deputies or the congressmen were called on to vote on the motion. The Prime Minister was voted out by a majority of 367. In the history of the Congo since 1960, this is the first time that the National Assembly votes against a Prime Minister to remove him from office. That means it's the end of the supremacy that President Kabila and his camp had on the Congolese institution, and particularly on the National Assembly, on the government, and I believe that many other institutions will be following too.
As you know, Prime Minister Ilunga and members of former President Kabila's party did not participate in the vote because they said that was illegal. Where do we go from here?
Well, the Supreme Court has ruled to say that this National Assembly, during this extraordinary or the special session, had the mandate to control the government activities. And as a part of that control, of course, they control the government, the Prime Minister and his government. They accuse the Prime Minister of incompetence and inability to change the standard of living of the population. So in my view, since the Supreme Court of the Congo has ruled and allowed this vote to take place, everything which has been done today is legal.
How likely that former President Kabila's party members will join President Tshisekedi to form a majority in parliament?
Well, many people from President Kabila's side, from the Front Commun for the Congo, have already changed camp. Some of them are very notoriously known, such as Lambert Mende, who is the communication minister, such as Ngoi Kasanji, who is the governor of Kasai province. So many of them have changed the camp. So I believe that in a democracy, when you have in a parliament of 500 members and you have a prime minister removed by a vote of 367, I believe the issue is very clear. This prime minister had no more backing in the National Assembly. They have voted him out. He has just to accept the outcome and go. Now, I think the issue is, what is President Tshisekedi going to do? I believe that he's going to appoint a new, they call it in French, formateur, somebody who will be entrusted with the mandate to form the government. And once that is completed, we'll have a new government in the Congo.